Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Chris. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Random. Hola.
Hola. Chris, welcome to the program. What do we have for you? Random. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to give you a good one. Going to get him a good one?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay. We can hear it in your voice.
All right.
Would you rather see your parents naked? All right? Right now. Or, hypothetically, or maybe not, see your adult kids naked. What would you rather have to walk in on?
Oh, well, I've already seen my parents naked.
Lucky you.
So, yeah, I'll probably just take that.
Is that based on the fact that you are caring for them?
No. Well, my mom lives with me. Okay. And my dad is in Michigan, so I mean the odds of them both being in the same room doing anything wild is pretty slim to none.
Wild, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, not even necessarily that. You might have to shower your mother.
Right.
Or, you know, bathe her.
I could do that.
So
could you sponge bath your mom?
Yes. Yes, I could. I absolutely
it,
yeah. could.
No, I mean, look, I could and I would, but there's nothing about it that
so,
I want.
Like, well, I look at
the
it
doctors
this way.
Say, "Hey, man, you got to do this." I'm like, fine.
If my mom was in that situation, yeah. She took care of me, so I would definitely take care of her.
Sure.
Difference is, if my kids were in that situation,
100%.
Then that's not a good situation. That means something terrible has happened. Now, with my mother, she's in her 70s. The math adds up. But for my kids, if it was a clinical situation, then that would mean that something horrible is
But
happened.
Say it's not. Say they determine that they're nudists, whether it's your mom or your kids. So when they come to visit you, you know, they're just roaming around your place naked. They're not walking outside. But when you get home, you know, your daughter's eating a bowl of chili. She's naked on the sofa.
I'd be like, dude, my house, my rules, put clothes on.
Right.
I don't care how old you are.
And I don't know, the kids just seem, it would just seem a little bit more weird than seeing your parents, because your parents are seeing you naked. You know, it's one of those things. That I don't know. I just feel that seeing my kids naked would be weirder than seeing my parents naked.
Okay.
For me, that just...
After a certain age, I'm not going to see my kids naked, right? Like, that time has passed.
So I live by myself. I sleep nude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but every once in a while, one of my daughters will come down, spend the night, we'll hang out, and they'll drive back in the morning.
Sure.
Spend the night together, watch TV, whatever. So there are times that I kind of forget this is going on.
Right.
When you wake up in the morning, your routine's the same. I make a cup of coffee every morning. I don't put clothes on.
You had coffee naked?
Yeah.
Gonna burn your penis.
I walk around. I use a bathroom.
I burn my penis.
I don't put on clothes until I go to the gym. So for about an hour and a half.
The gym appreciates it.
I'm just up, you know, walking around naked. But, you know, the last time that my kid, well, not the last time, but a time before that, I'm downstairs making coffee. And I hear stirring around upstairs, and I'm standing in the kitchen naked, and I hear my daughter start to walk down the steps. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on for a minute. Go back into the room. you don't want to see this. I forgot. I will be upstairs in a second. I'll just put some clothes on. Just give me 2 minutes.
Did she give you a thank you?
Well, I explained to her. I was like, oh, my God. I will do things like I will go and use the bathroom with the door open.
Right.
And I'm taking a pee. And I'm like, Dad. And I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I forgot you're here, man.
No, I know you're here. I'm just so used to doing things the way I do things.
Yeah.
When you live alone, that I'm not thinking. Like, I'm not thinking like I should be. So.
Yeah, I used to sleep naked. And then we had kids, still slept naked, but then they were old enough to walk. And as little kids do, whether it's a bad dream, can't sleep, feel sick, you name it, right? They climb into bed. So real quick, once my daughter could learn how to walk, right? Once that happened, I realized she finds her way into our bed at like 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to put on underwear.
Yeah.
And that's what it changed. Because even my son was like, you sleep in your underwear, man? I said, I used to sleep naked until you and your sister would climb into bed pretty much every freaking night. And I did not like the situation.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, that's why. So, yeah, man. You know what? I could probably get back to it now.
Well,
you know, they're old enough. They don't come into the bedroom. Yeah.
But they will come in if they're not feeling well. There's still the opportunity. They're not going to bust in and sleep because they have a bad dream.
Right.
But they will definitely come in if they have a stomach ache or they're not feeling well or they have a headache. Or
yeah, my daughter pulled that a couple of months ago. I can't remember. She was sick. I remember. I don't remember. It was head, stomach, whatever. But it's like 3 in the morning. You know, she rolls in, tells me what her situation is, and I'm just like, but you're old enough to know that I can't do anything about this. Certainly.
Yeah.
So in the end, I'm just like, just get in bed. And it's amazing with kids that just by saying those words, suddenly they feel better, right? Because the reason she came, because I feel sick. I understand she had a bit of a temperature. I can't sleep. Like, baby, I don't know what to tell you. Hey, just climb into bed with me and your mom. She climbs between us. She's out in 2 seconds. And I'm like, is that literally
all
sure. it takes?
I'm not sure if it's the kids or the parents that cut off the nudity. So I can't remember. Like, I remember I would put both my kids in the bathroom.
I think the parents do.
I'm pretty sure around first grade, I determined that, look, I will draw you a bath. But, I mean, if they're going to walk around naked and jump in the tub, there was a time right there where I was like, all right, look, this. And it wasn't that they were. They were still my kids. I just like
right,
you need to learn.
Age,
you need
right.
to learn your privacy.
You
right?
do this yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're old enough now, and I'm not gonna bother you. If you need any help, if you need me to get you a towel or something like that, or whatever you need.
But
you
it's know, only, the door
I'll,
is cracked.
I'll throw it in the door, right? But I'm not gonna barge in on you. But
what did your kids call their genitalia when they're little? Right? Because little boys, they have like I have a pee-pee. And my son's old enough now. He's got a D, right? But it was the word they used, and I don't know if they got it from school, but universally it was. Their privacy. And it just cracked me because I never heard. You sound like this old British dude, but my son, he's like 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember what he was talking about, but like I almost got hit and he's trying to think of what to say. He's like, in my privacy. And I could not help but smile. I'm like,
right.
Your privacy. And he points as though I can't figure it out. I said, no, okay, man, your privacy.
I just called everything down there the butt.
So,
so I was like, wash your butt, please.
Your front butt.
Yeah, well, not even.
Back butt.
Just wash your butt. Wash your downstairs.
Well, it's funny because, you know, one thing about little boys, they don't necessarily separate the term for the twig and the berries. It's just the area, right? If they say the pee-pee, yeah. It could be the pee-pee, it could be the thing under, okay? So yesterday, we're walking to the baseball game. And Mike, I think you heard this. Mm-hmm. And my son was riding bitch on someone else's bike, right? And he's saying his buddy took this big curb, and he's like, Dad, it smashed my ball so hard. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're at that point now.
Yeah.
And then he added, I won't have children. And in my head, I'm like, you're 13. How is this a thing?
Right.
I'm not worried about that. I've always just called them privates if I'm talking to a kid.
It was privates, but they were privacy.
If you're babysitting a kid or something, like, take a bath, hit. What? Wash everything. Don't forget to wash
the privates. Yeah. For them, it wasn't privates. It was privacy.
Reason,
privacy. I like that.
And there is something
I gotta
about
wash
that.
My privacy.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, man.
But I'd like to make it public with somebody I know, but I mean.
I'm gonna try that in my adult life.
What, your privacy?
Yeah, hey, girl, play your cards right. You might see my privacy.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I would like to see yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's security code?
The reason we asked, would you rather see your parents naked or your adult kids naked? Patrick Schwarzenegger. He did a full frontal scene in season 3 of The White Lotus. And I guess it really made an impression on his dad. But believe it or not, Arnold is actually, he's pretty cool with it. During a conversation between the two of them for Variety magazine, Arnold said, quote, I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, I'm watching your show, and I'm watching your butt sticking out there. And then all of a sudden, I see the weenie.
Did he say the weenie?
I see the weenie.
The weenie.
I see the weenie.
A grown man.
Yes.
Calls his son's penis a weenie.
He says, what is going on here? This is crazy. Then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello. You did the same thing in Conan and Terminator, or Conan at that time, and Terminator. So you really can't complain about it or bitch to your kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, everyone remembers looking at your ass in Terminator.
Well, he also
but not my weenie.
The first scene he was in, I believe, in Terminator, it's like, there is a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're right. No weenie.
But he did black and white when he was a bodybuilder, completely nude. So he did a whole portfolio of
that
him just
was beautiful.
Of him just posing naked.
I don't know. It's like, my brother's seen me naked. I've seen him naked, just locker rooms and stuff.
Sure.
And then, I don't know. Like, I always have, like, back in the day, like, I remember going to a gym with my dad. Like, I don't know. It didn't seem as odd with my dad or my brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
He wanted to see my mom or my sister naked.
Right, correct. So while Anna did appear fully nude in those movies, he did not show his weenie.
His weenie. It's all about the weenie.
So Patrick actually took things a step further.
How dare you?
Yeah. Now, he did say his mom didn't really comment on the deal. Elsewhere in the interview, Arnold praised Patrick for embracing his nepo baby status. I'm glad you kept the name because now I can take credit for it.
That is mine.
Yes.
I gave that to you.
Yeah.
Your mother was left speechless.
Look at this.
Look at this weenie. I did amateur.
So was the housekeeper. So was the housekeeper. Love my weenie.
It's for everybody.
I'm a son. I'm another son.
One weenie, two sons.
One weenie, three women.
Doing deadlifts. Random.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.